All the potential celibates who have at least considered to practice brahmacharya or celibacy. And since we got a good response by all of you, so we thought that we will have a separate forum for all of you to discuss on this very pertinent and important topic. And naming this forum, as you can read over here, Drishti. So we have Prerana going on, Utkarsh going on for young boys. Now this Drishti is something I thought of a very relevant term for this particular program or forum or this course. Because when it comes to Brahmacharya, the things which are very favorable to practice celibacy or Brahmacharya begins with our senses. We have our five knowledge acquiring senses and five working senses. And amongst the five knowledge acquiring senses, the eyes are the most powerful in regards to controlling and going uncontrolled in one's sexual life. We'll need you. So, like one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, my eyes, they keep looking at women uncontrolled. I can't control my eyes. They naturally, spontaneously, just like Prahlad Maharaj said, iron filings are attracted towards the magnet. My eyes are naturally, spontaneously attracted towards the opposite gender. Prabhupada said, you will go blind if you simply allow your eyes to go everywhere, especially when it comes to that, you will go blind. Now, therefore, we have called this particular forum as Drishti. And I don't have to focus much upon that. You all are living in this world as teenagers, as youth, as unmarried bachelors, trying to maintain your sanity in this crazy society wherein everywhere you are bombarded with what? With just how you can go uncontrolled as far as your sexual appetite is concerned. Forget about everything else, your sexual appetite. And it's not just that they are bombarding us, but the problem is that the youth, they want themselves to be bombarded. They are paying for it, working hard for it, slogging hard for what? To get bombarded. And they are very openly, blatantly announcing everyone to the society, I want to become a victim of lust. And I feel proud about that. Give me a medal for that. I am a victim of lust. So they want to announce about their nefarious lusty activities. Something we can say from our Shastric language, shamelessly. They might call it boldly, but it's not like that. It's shamelessly. So some of you must be wondering, Prabhuji, ब्रह्मचर्य के ऊपर सेमिनार और कोर्स वो भी नवरात्र के टाइम। कम से कम आप थोड़ा दूसरा, जब है ना बंजर धरती होती है सब जगह, तब चुने होते तो आ जाते। आपने तो बहुत डिफिकल्ट टाइम में शुरू किया है नवरात्र। एंड यू नो व्हाट हैपेंस दीज 9 days। सो विल बी डिस्कसिंग predominantly on this particular topic, miraculous benefits of practicing brahmacharya and everything and anything associated with what it takes to announce to the world and to ourselves to begin with, live like a celibate. So don't worry about that word. We'll clarify, we'll define what that word celibate or celibacy means. By the way, it's not celebrate, it's celibate. Okay. So are you all wanting to get benefited?
No.
By what? That is very important. So it's there right in front of you. We all want to get benefited somehow or the other by stroke of whatever fortune we have been put into this male body. Which body? Male body. And so much has been spoken about that how you can use this male body, conserving the vital energy of this male gender in such a way that we can not only benefit ourselves individually, we can not only benefit the family in which we are born, familially, the society, socially, the entire country, nationally, the entire globe, internationally. And therefore, the principles and the tenets of celibacy or brahmacharya, especially for the male gender, is something which is not just spoken in our line, or say Hinduism or Sanatan Dharma or Gaudiya Vaishnavism. If you take Christianity, if you take any other path which people are following, some bona fide religion, there is so much of emphasis on continence or celibacy, what one has to do. Of course, our Vedas are replete with instructions, with examples, with inspirations, with motivations to practice brahmacharya. We don't have to go anywhere else. For us, to begin with, our role model should be the perfect brahmachari. Who in India, which teenager, which youth, which male person in India would not respect this perfect brahmachari? Am I right? Bol Pavan Putra Hanuman Ji Ki
Jai.
So we'll begin our session by reciting Hanuman Chalisa. Therefore we didn't sing Radha Madhav anything, because Radha Madhav is more romantic and all that. Okay, so herein that's between Radha and Krishna. In fact, he remains the perfect brahmachari in spite of marrying 16,108. That's another subject we'll discuss in due course. But set the mood right, as they say, to set the mood right, we'll begin with Jai Hanuman Chalisa. Okay? अभी तक तो सबको पता है ना हनुमान चालीसा, इतना कलयुग बड़ा नहीं है। नहीं, आप ही बोलो, मेरे को आगे करना होगा। ओके, सो वील ऑल चैंट टुगेदर बिकॉज इट्स अ लिटिल लॉन्ग वन, सो वील स्टार्ट टुगेदर। Okay, you know how to start. Sri Guru Charana Saroj Raj Nijamanu Mukura Sudhari Varanau Raghubar Bimala Jasu Jodayaku Falachari बुद्धिहीन तनु जान के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपिसति हूँ लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन वरण विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता बन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरी सिंह ही दिखावा बिकट रूप धरी लंका जरावा भीम रूप धरी असुर संहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाय सजीवन लखन जी आए श्री रघुबीर हर शिवर लाए रघुपति कीन्ही बहुत बढ़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कहीं श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित हीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जहां थे कवि को विद कहीं सके कहां थे तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही कीना राम मिलाय राज पद दीना तुम्हारो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्योताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मोद्रिका मेल मुख माही जलधिलांघि गए अचरचनाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत न आज्ञा बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज संभारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर
जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपन निरंतर हनुमत बीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जो लावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन पल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है प्रसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नानिधि के दाता असबर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख विसरावे अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाय जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाय और देवता चित्तन धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीड़ा जो सुमरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहुं गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंधि महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि जेरा की जय नाथ जय महेरा पवन तनय संकट हरण मंगल मूरति राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसहु सुरभु जय 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 सिया राम जय जय सिया राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम
जय सिया
बोल सियावर रामचंद्र भगवान की पवन पुत्र हनुमान जी की सो हनुमान जी हु एग्जेम्प्लीफाइज द परफेक्शन ऑफ द मेल जेंडर व्हाट डज ही एग्जेम्प्लीफाई द परफेक्शन ऑफ दिस मेल जेंडर एंड टू थिंग्स प्रिडोमिनेंटली हनुमान जी हु is the greatest servant of Lord Ram. The two predominant qualities which exemplify him as the perfection of the male gender is his character and his competence. So his character is something, his devotion, his feelings, his commitment, his surrender unto Lord Ram and the mission of Lord Ram. And in order to accomplish the mission of Lord Ram, and what is the mission of Lord Ram? To conquer over Ravan. Who is Ravan? Personified lust. So if we try to translate the mission of Lord Ram in our own lives, personally everyone, all male genders on the surface of this planet Earth. So subjectively, individually, our mission is to conquer over this 10-headed monstrous demon Ravan. And in our case, lust. So, in order to do that, what Hanumanji is doing, practicing Brahmacharya. And by practicing Brahmacharya, he is becoming competent to accomplish the mission of Lord Ram. So the miraculous benefits which we are about to begin to discuss is something where personalities like Hanumanji, they have shown by their example that even though they have the personal association of Lord Ram, even though they have the Vardha Hast of Lord Ram, still they practice Brahmacharya to become competent to help Lord Ram to conquer over Ravan. So Hanumanji, what he does basically, he is called one of the most beautiful personalities in Ramayana, and therefore the activities of Hanumanji predominantly is mentioned in Sundar Kand. You all know about that in the Ramayana. And why it's called Sundar Kand? Because Hanumanji is that Sundar personality in that Sundar Kand who is uniting Ram and Sita. So Sita exemplifies our bhakti. Lord Ram is our worshipable Lord. So if Hanumanji, who exemplifies Brahmacharya or celibacy, so when celibacy unites our bhakti with Lord Ram, then we become beautiful. You all want to become beautiful? Which youth doesn't want to become beautiful? Again, the whole youthful generation outside, you see, is toiling, slogging hard just to have good looks, the most beautiful looking. Now you might be wondering, kya Prabhuji? Because our definition of beauty is distorted. Our definition of beauty is corrupted. Like in computer, you have corrupted files. So if our basic definition of beauty is corrupted, then we can't go further to understand what is real beauty. Therefore Hanumanji is the Sundar in the Sundar Kand, because he is that Brahmachari who is uniting Sita with Lord Ram. Sita, who has been kidnapped by the personified lust. And in our case it's the same. Our pure bhakti has been confiscated, arrested by not just 10-headed monstrous Ravan. The heads are increasing in Kali Yuga. The monstrous activities of this lusty Ravan is increasing like anything. So therefore we have to invoke the blessings, the mercy of personalities like Hanumanji if we want to embark on this journey of self-control, self-restraint, of celibacy, continence, Brahmacharya. We have to understand that who is our role model when it comes to character and competence. Now, coming back to the word Brahmacharya. Now, this is something which shows that how the agents of Ravana will test us. Just like Hanumanji was tested when he jumped over the ocean. Similarly, the agents of Ravan will test that where do you pay your attention. Okay, so who can tell me what is the literal meaning of this word Brahmacharya? Kya Brahmachari wo hai jisko na mili nari wo bana Brahmachari? बहुत लोग बोलते हैं जिसको न मिल पाई नारी वो बन गया ब्रह्मचारी. क्या है ब्रह्मचर्य का अर्थ? बोलिए. वी हैव अनदर माइक. ओके, यू कैन स्पीक लाउडली.
ब्रह्म मीन्स नॉलेज, ये हिंदी में अगर बोले तो ज्ञान. और चार्य मीन्स जो ज्ञान का आचरण करता है वो. इन शॉर्ट,
ज्ञान का आचरण. ओके, क्वाइट क्लोज, क्वाइट क्लोज. एनीवन एल्स माइट वांट टू कम मोर क्लोजर टू द मीनिंग? सम पीपल यू नो समटाइम्स दे से ब्रह्मचारी वन हु डजंट मैरी. Well, we find so many animals, they don't conduct their marriage ceremonies. You know, monkeys, dekha kabhi shaadi kiya? So therefore, they are also called vairagis. Monkeys are called vairagis. Kis prakar ke? Markat vairagya bolte hai usko. Sanskrit mein monkey ko kehte hai markat. So markat vairagya kya hota hai? Ki jo bandar hai, wo एकदम बहुत बड़ा बैरागी दिखता है. कोई घर नहीं उसका. एक तो पेड़ों पे कूदता फांदता यहां वहां, खाने के लिए बस कंदमूल फल इत्यादि यहां वहां जो मिल जाए पेड़ में वो खा लेता है. लेकिन हर पेड़ में कम से कम 10 बंदरियां उसकी मौजूद रहती है उसकी काम क्रिया के लिए. तो कई लोग बोलते हैं कि उसमें भी वो आसक्त नहीं रहता है. एक से आसक्त नहीं रहता है, इसलिए बहुत बड़ा बैरागी है वो. सो ब्रह्मचारी डजंट मीन वन हु रिमेन्स अ बैचलर, वन हु रिमेन्स अनमैरिड, बिकॉज देर आर मेनी पीपल लॉयटरिंग ऑन दिस सर्फेस ऑफ प्लैनेट अर्थ unmarried bachelor for so many varied reasons, unmentionable reasons also. So okay, someone wanted to say something. Yeah. Okay. Chalo thoda aage badhte hain hum. Very nice. So we have broken up this word Brahman and Acharati. So Brahman directly refers to God and Acharati, it's very easy to understand, following behind God or following God's path. Now this is the etymological meaning of the breakup of this word Brahmacharya to begin with. So okay, all of you note down that this is what anyone, if they are asking you, kya aajkal tum navratra ke time brahmachari brahmachari ka seminar attend kar raha hai, ha? Kya hai brahmachari ka matlab? Bata dena. Seena thok ke bolna. Brahmachari matlab? Brahman ka aacharan karne wala. Matlab Bhagwan ke aadeshon ka palan karne wala. भगवान के पथ का पालन करने वाला वो है ब्रह्मचारी। तो फिर आप लोग पूछोगे, यू विल बी आस्किंग, सो देन व्हाट इज द नीड टू रिमेन सिंगल, इफ दिस इज व्हाट द मीनिंग ऑफ ब्रह्मचर्य इज, आई कैन फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ गॉड विथ यू नो मेनी ऑफ दोज माय फेवरेट्स ऑल्सो इन माय लाइफ, व्हाट डू यू से, आई एम सिंगल to mingle. Many people have this philosophy. Why I am single? Because then I can mingle. If I become Chaturbhuj with four hands getting married, then I can't mingle because then I'll have to intermingle only with one. But if I am single, I can mingle with anyone, pick my choice. So what do you say? If brahmacharya means this, then why remain single? Why brahmacharis are single? Why are they unmarried? Why are they bachelors? Why not? Yeah? As they say that, you know, akela tum chal rahe ho, to thak jaoge, saath mein koi aur hoga. To wo jo path aap bata rahe ho yahan pe, acharati, thoda manoranjan bhi bana rahega. Wahan se bhi protsahan milta rahega. और मिलके साथ में उस पथ पर चलेंगे, सो व्हाट यू से, व्हाट यू से, डाउट आ रहा है आप लोग, सो देयरफॉर वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट one of the predominant features of walking on the path of Brahman is through the vow of celibacy. And I'll explain what celibacy or continence means. So when you are trying to walk on the path of celibacy or the vow of continence, एक कर सकते हैं क्या, अगर उनका शुरू नहीं हुआ, कैन यू जस्ट, इफ समबडी कैन ट्राई इट आउट, रिक्वेस्ट देम फॉर वन आवर, जस्ट वन आवर, हाँ भेजा है किसको, हाँ भरत, मेक श्योर ही कम्स बैक, ओके, सो या नाउ द लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ ब्रह्मचर्य एंड देन दिस एस्पेक्ट ऑफ ब्रह्मचर्य विच एक्ट्स एज अ कैटलिस्ट टू वॉक ऑन दैट पाथ वेरी स्मूथली, fast track and in a very substantial way without distraction. So therefore the vow of celibacy or vow of continence is conserving or cultivation of one's sexual energy for attaining higher consciousness. Now, again, you know, this word continence might be a little technical word. In Sanskrit, it is called urdhva retasha. Continence in Sanskrit is called urdhva retasha. Urdhva retasha means retasha, retaha means semen. So when the semen flows up instead of flowing down, that's called urdhva ritasha, that's called continence. So using that vital sexual energy of the male gender by making it flow up rather than making it flow down, and conserving it within the bodily system rather than losing it out from our bodily system. That's called continence. So yes, even somebody who gets married can be called grahastha brahmachari if he uses his sexual energy on the path of Brahman. And then that happens, that's a different ball game. So if that has to happen, then there are certain conditions, certain instructions which are of a different kind for that acharan for Brahman to take place. But herein, when we are talking of the biological aspect of the male gender in a certain age, like according to our Varnashram, the practice of celibacy brahmacharya begins what age? 5. When one is 5 years old. So from 5 till 25, 20 years, one practices the vow of celibacy, the vow of continence. And like that, by practicing the vow of celibacy, the vow of continence, the brahmachari, or rather we'll just say that the male gender, prepares oneself physically, emotionally and spiritually to embark upon the further journey of one's life. So therefore, if our life is divided into phases, so according to Varnashram, the first phase is when one is just born, and then he is just physically taken care of so that he can have his physical, sensory and mental equilibrium together. It's all in coherence, which means his senses, he can speak now, he can move about on his own, he can do things on his own by the time he has reached 5 years. So that is the first phase, all things are taught, the basic things, the basic functionalities. And then from 5 years, the second phase starts, wherein he is sent to the Gurukul and he then practices a regimen which becomes his second nature. The practice of brahmacharya is on a physical level, which means wherein you refrain, you restrain. There are the prescriptions and there are the proscriptions. Prescriptions means what to follow, proscriptions means what to avoid, so that to follow this nicely. So both things, the regimen is given in the second phase, so that it becomes like, a very spontaneous and natural thing for the male gender in order to know how to deal with one's sexual energy. Because after 25, when he gets married, one of the most important features of somebody who gets married is to procreate. So when that procreation has to take place, it has to take place with the backing, with the background training of those 20 years of strict regimen, so that the progeny comes out worthy to be born on the planet Earth. Otherwise, as Arjun said, they might become Varna Sankar, unwanted progeny. And then if somebody decides, now I will continue to use my sexual energy by conserving it within my body and by transforming it into that energy which will not just help me to go on the path of Brahman, but also I will help so many others to walk on the path of Brahman. So you are able to understand? Olagne kya Bhagwan ke chalu kar diya abhi. They actually have started dancing? हाँ नहीं ना, खाली रिकॉर्ड लगा रखा है ना, तो वो कोई गया है क्या उधर? अच्छा, आर यू एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड? इट्स नॉट कंफ्यूजिंग ना? ओके, सो हियर इन इफ समबडी इज सेइंग इफ ब्रह्मचर्य लिटरल मीनिंग इज दैट, देन व्हाई डू यू हैव टू रेफ्रेन फ्रॉम सेक्स लाइफ? सबसे पहला क्वेश्चन सबको क्या रहता है, फिर ये सेक्स लाइफ क्या? ब्रह्मचारी नाम सुनते ही मतलब स्त्री से दूर, सेक्स लाइफ से दूर? हाँ, वो सब एस्पेक्ट उसके अंदर है, क्यों उसकी हम चर्चा करेंगे, बिकॉज अ पर्सन स्पेशली द मेल व्हेन ही जस्ट लाइक यू नो लेट लूज एंड लिव अ लाइफ without any restrictions, without any constraints, without any self-control, then he forget about spiritual upliftment or advancement. Even materially, physically, biologically, that person makes a mess of himself. And we'll see how. So, to begin with, invoking blessings of one of the legends amongst lifelong celibates. Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was famous just recently, the spiritual master of our dear Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, amongst the various accomplishments which he had in his life, one of the things he was famous for, and this will maybe send chills in your spine when you hear this. It appears to be unbelievable in this age of Kali Yuga. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was crowned as the one and only one नैष्टिक ब्रह्मचारी. नाउ यू मस्ट बी वंडरिंग, प्रभु जी बता दो वो क्या होता है? नहीं समझा ना? नैष्टिक ब्रह्मचारी मीन्स ऑल थ्रू आउट वंस लाइफ फ्रॉम बर्थ टिल वन डिपार्ट्स, वन हैज नॉट डिस्चार्ज्ड अ सिंगल ड्रॉप ऑफ हिज सीमन. Now don't ask me what semen means. Everyone knows? So one, all throughout one's life, has not dropped, discharged a single drop of semen. That person is a Naishtiki Brahmachari. Now, when we hear such kind of things, such kind of things should be included in Guinness Book of World Record. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur should go in Guinness Book of World Record, because this is one of the most impossible things for person in born in Kali Yuga. Like there is this famous pastime of Srila Prabhupada in New York. Srila Prabhupada entering into a taxi, New York taxi. And the taxi driver looking at Indian sannyasi sitting in his taxi. So, you look like a monk from India. What miracle can you show? Prabhupada immediately shot back, you know, without even waiting for a second to think what answer I should give, what miracle I should think about, you know. Immediately Prabhupada said, miracle? Yes. I can walk into a room full of naked women. No, anybody can walk into that. That's not a miracle. In fact, people would love to do that. Prabhupada said, I can walk into a room full of naked women without getting disturbed. Wow, the taxi wala, you know, his steering wheel were shaking, he himself was shaking, he was shaking on the seat. Now that is called wow. Now this is a bold statement. And it was not just, you know, that Prabhupada was just bragging about it. He had. So herein we have Bhaktisiddhanta Saru Thakur. He actually started officially in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya Brahmachari Ashram. Before him, there was no Brahmachari Ashram, there was no Sannyas Ashram. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, everyone just practiced, you know, Chaitanya Bhakti in a very spontaneous way. It was Babaji, of course, and of course, many of the Babajis were not living, leading a very ideal, exemplary, renounced life. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saru Thakur, he himself showed by his own example what celibacy means, what continence means. And in fact, he made statements like, that was his modesty, the statement which he made. Bhaktisiddhanta said once, if I had the caliber, if I had the capacity to beget pure Krishna conscious children, I would have had sex hundreds of times. So what he is saying with this, he is saying, if somebody wants to have sex hundreds of times, what condition he should fulfill? That every single child born from every single act should become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Ek isme himmat. So therefore, when we are looking at these personalities like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, these are personalities, we are not talking of personalities from some bygone ages, from Satyuga, that they can't be relevant for our discussion tonight. They walked on the surface of planet Earth. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was riding in Rolls Royce, preaching, wearing coat, suit in English language. In fact, you know, the mood of spreading this Krishna consciousness or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in the English language was brought about by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in case if you have come across his writings, you have to sit with a dictionary. In fact, more time you will be referring to the dictionary than his book. Because every other word is that kind of vocabulary, you know, super excellent vocabulary which he had. And we are talking of practically 2 centuries ago. That was him. And he was a person who showed by his own example that what could be the miraculous benefits of practicing celibacy. Forget about, you know, going back home, back to Godhead, pure devotee and all that. What are the byproducts of practicing celibacy? We can learn from his example. And then we have, even in our modern history, all these personalities. Now, India, who was subjugated by the foreign invasions, and India, just like, you know, we were discussing about Mother Earth troubled by the demons and Mother Earth coming in front of Lord Brahma and then Lord Brahma going to Lord Vishnu. So India, the modern times also, was invaded by the foreign rulers who wanted to just rip apart the culture of India, rape the culture of India. And these personalities, Vivekananda, Netaji Bose, Mangal Pandey, Bhagat Singh, one predominant quality of all of them, who can say? Self-control. Self-control. In fact, Bhagat Singh, he was a grahastha. होप यू ऑल नो भगत सिंह. भगत सिंह वॉज अ गृहस्थ एंड भगत सिंह क्या हो गया? नहीं इतना ही उनको बोलो ना, एक घंटा बस, एक घंटे बाद आप जितना शोरगुल करना है चले हो गए. ये क्या? सो भगत सिंह ही वॉज न्यूली मैरिड. नाउ इन इंडिया न्यूली मैरिड कपल, वॉट आर दी फैंटेसीज ऑफ अ न्यूली मैरिड कपल? कौन देश को अपना जीवन बलिदान करने के बारे में सोचता है शादी करते ही? उल्टा आजकल इंडिया में शादी करते देश के बाहर जाके क्या करना है, है ना? वही है ना, देश हनीमून क्या है? जैसे वो तो पहले ही प्लान कर लेते शादी से पहले कि कैसे हनीमून के लिए कहां जाएंगे, स्विट्जरलैंड, यूरोप, इधर उधर. हाँ, ऐसी एक शादी हो रही थी तो जो पति था वो पढ़ा लिखा था और पत्नी गांव की थी तो अंग्रेजी वगैरह ज्यादा उसको कुछ आती नहीं थी. अब इसने पूरा प्लान किया, दिखने में बहुत सुंदर थी इसलिए शादी कर ली. तो इसने प्लान किया कि अभी मैं इसको यूरोप ले जाऊंगा हनीमून के लिए. तो उसको बताता है कि ना हम लोग शादी करेंगे उसके बाद मैं हनीमून. हनीमून क्या होता है उसको मालूम ही नहीं. नहीं नहीं मैं बताऊंगा हनीमून क्या होता है. तो पूरा शादी हो गई, पूरा प्लान कर लिया, यूरोप वगैरह हनीमून सब हो गया उसका उधर हनीमून. तो फिर वो पत्नी पूछती तो हनीमून क्या था? यही था हनीमून. अच्छा इसको हनीमून बोलते हो? ये तो मैं गांव के खेत में भी करती थी. इसके लिए इतनी दूर क्यों आए? भगत सिंह वॉज न्यूली मैरिड एंड न्यूली मैरिड भगत सिंह ही लेफ्ट हिज वाइफ इन द सर्विस ऑफ मदर इंडिया. इन फैक्ट व्हेन ही वॉज टू बी हैंग्ड, Bhagat Singh was hanged. When he was to be hanged, the entire family, in fact before that, when he was leaving home to dedicate himself to serve our mother country, so he purposefully didn't go in front of his wife. He said, if I go in front of her, her heart will be broken and my conviction to serve our country will be loosened. So herein we have these personalities, even whom we have heard so much that our real India, if we talk about their dedication, their sacrifice, their, you know, their chastity, loyalty, one thing we didn't include Gandhiji. Gandhiji also, Gandhiji, one of his trump cards, we can say, which he used to drive away Britishers from this country, you know what was that? It was not his non-violence, it was his self-control over sex life. Although he was also married, but in that book My Experiments with Truth, he reveals that one of the things which gave him immense power, that he could alone stand, become father of the nation and drive away the Britishers with his self-control, was his restraint from sexual activity. So these are the personalities which we are talking of, which makes India a country which at least on a physical level became free from the Western civilization, from the Western influence. And who are the heroes now? So here is the visual, there is the audio going on. Okay. So after more than 65 years of freedom, the previous slide we saw the great freedom fighters who gave up their own lives to free us from the Ravana, the invaders who are coming and invading. And now, after we getting this freedom from them, because of their sacrifice, because of their self-control, because of their practicing restraint from sexual activity, just so that we can have a free country to live in. What are we doing with that freedom which was given to us, bestowed upon us by their sacrifice? This is what we are doing. And especially the sorry state of affairs amongst the youth of this country, who are madly being bombarded and getting carried away by the influence of this media. You know, we were having discussion in our Utkarsh, and also yesterday the Vrindavan base, that why the youth, the teenagers, are making them as their role models now. Why these personalities are becoming like, you know, it's called the hero worship. Why these personalities are being worshipped now? Literally, there are temples, and there are, you know, you can't call deities, but idols or statues over there of them. And there is, you know, aarti going on, garlanding going on, shringar going on, offering going on of them. Mantras are being created for them. Ahuti de rahe inke naam ki. Are khud bhi ja rahe us ahuti mein. Wo nahi dekh rahe. So why? My question is that yes, all of you might also find yourself in this dichotomy. That, you know, yes, intellectually I understand that what is true culture of India. But then these people, they seem to be so appealing. Am I right? These personalities, the way they dispose themselves, they just appeal to my senses, to my mind. My question is, what is that appealing aspect within them which you can pinpoint? What do you say? Or you're all like Bhagat Singh? Nahin, appealing nahin lagte. Are? Figure dekho. Shakal dekho, figure dekho, acting dekho, andaaz dekho, ada dekho. Gaane suno. Kya gaane gaate hain log? क्या नाचते हैं? So all these things, you know why? Anyone would like to share why? Yeah. Very good, very good. Easy way of getting fame. Everything, money, fame. Now, well, again, if I play the devil's advocate, and if I ask, you know, I take their side and I say, well, they work so hard, the shooting hours which they have to put up, you can't even imagine, sleepless nights and food to maintain that figure. Sometimes the diets, you know, are so strict. They are on a very strict microbiotic diet, you know, working hard in gym, dieting, जिमिंग शूटिंग ट्रैवलिंग सो दे माइट से वेल इतना हम मेहनत कर रहे हैं खून पसीना. कल हमारे वृंदावन बेस में हम लोग वही चर्चा कर रहे थे दैट इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ फेलियर इन लाइफ यू गो प्लीज एवरी वन. इट्स अ वेरी श्योर शॉर्ट फॉर्मूला फॉर फेलियर गो प्लीज एवरी वन. सो वन स्टूडेंट वॉज आस्किंग दैट यू नो दैट हाउ कैन वी displease some people and you know just to please Krishna or devotees. So I was giving this example that the latest blockbuster Bollywood movie has come out and they are advertising everywhere and your exams are also just ahead of you and you decide no I will study, then you are displeasing the entire Bollywood industry. सलमान खान आके बोलेगा अरे मैंने इतने घंटे शूटिंग की इतना ये मूवी पे खर्चा किया 300 करोड़ की मूवी और तू एग्जाम कब पढ़ा है तेरे को तुम्हारी मूवी नहीं देखेगा दिल तोड़ दिया मेरा. सो दे आर वर्किंग सो हार्ड एंड इट अपीयर्स दैट दे आर वर्किंग सो हार्ड किसके लिए. हम तो जनता जनार्दन के लिए कर रहे हैं सब उनके मनोरंजन के लिए. हमारा क्या है उनके मनोरंजन के लिए करते हैं. सो यस यू आर राइट टू सम एक्सटेंट बट देन वी कैन नॉट डिसरिगार्ड दैट दे आर स्लॉगिंग हार्ड वर्किंग हार्ड एंड दे ऑल्सो हैव अ सर्टन मिशन for them to be accomplished. So then what else could be the reason why they seem to be so attractive and appealing? Yeah, this is a nice reason. Now again, you know, many times you will find, as you all heard him, what he said, that they portray a very lavish, extravagant lifestyle, wherein one person is going all out as far as enjoyment is concerned. You know, whether it's money, whether it's women, whether it is you know, physical beauty, whatever. Now, first of all, you will see that everything on the screen, it's all made up. And everyone knows, it's all just made up. Hardly anything is real in that. You know, you will see that he is owning a huge mansion. Dikhate na picture ke andar, ki uske bedroom tak pahunchne ke liye, दो तीन स्टोरी सीढ़ियां चढ़ के जाना पड़ता है उसको. वो तो उसका लिविंग रूम है और कभी कभी होता है ना वो विलन आ जाता है माता पिता आ जाते हैं तो ऊपर से नीचे उतरने के लिए उसको तो लगता है इतने बड़े घर में रह रहा है. तो कई बार ऑडियंस में सब लोग बैठे इतना बड़ा घर और मैं टट्टी करने के लिए बाहर जा रहा हूं लोटा लेके. तो वो रोज सुबह लाइन में खड़ा होके वो चौल में रह रहा है और लाइन में खड़ा होके उसको सुबह अपने को रिलीव करने के लिए आधा घंटा लगता है अंदर घुसने के लिए. और यहाँ पे बाप रे इतने बड़े घर में तो उसको देखता है और वो है क्या. इट्स ऑल जस्ट यू नो प्रॉप्स बनाया हुआ है. लेकिन फिर बोलेगा हम तो बंबई में जाके उनका घर देखो उनके बड़े बड़े बंगले देखो आलीशान बंगले वो तो है ना रियल में. सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट मेनी टाइम्स दिस लाइफस्टाइल इज क्रिएटेड बाय देम टू मेक यू फील दैट यू आर अ लूजर. मेक यू फील व्हाट दैट यू आर अ लूजर. and things which you may not even require for your survival and even for your happiness. Forget about survival. For your happiness, you may not require. They will create a desire within you. Now, in the movies, so the romance which they show, you know, the perfect looking heroine, the perfect looking hero, and in the perfect way, they meet with each other. होता ना लाइब्रेरी में टकरा गए, किताबें गिर गई, आइया अभी देखो सबसे पहले लाइब्रेरी में इतनी किताबें इश्यू होती नहीं है, एक ही किताब इश्यू होती है, इतनी सारी किताबें गिरी कैसे, है ना? तो वो हीरोइन इतनी सारी किताबें लेके चल रही हैं और फिर वो हीरो टकरा जाए, ओए होए गिर गया सब, फिर वो किताब उठाते समय हाँ, फिर वो एकदम वो जो पूरे मूवी का थीम सॉन्ग रहेगा उसका उसका ट्यून चालू हो जाएगा, वो किताब उठाते समय, फिर एक एक करके, किताब से तो कोई लेना देना है नहीं, और कौन सा ऑडियंस है जो किताब की ओर देख रहा है, अरे किताब को संभालो पहले, वो सब कॉस्टली किताबें हैं उसको पढ़ो नहीं. सो द थिंग्स विच दे शो, हीरो भाग रहा है, 15 विलन उसको शूट कर रहे हैं सब जगह से, एक भी बुलेट उसको लगता नहीं है. कितनी बार देखा, भाग रहा है वो हीरोइन को बचाने के लिए भाग रहा है, क्यों क्यों नहीं लगता है, क्योंकि डायरेक्टर ने बोला है, ये जितने इधर मार रहे हैं उनको डायरेक्टर बोलता है मारते जाओ, उसको मार रहे, उसको लगना नहीं चाहिए. और सब लोग देख रहे हैं, वाह क्या इतनी सारी बुलेट चल रही है, और वो भाग के गया और वो अपना पूरा सब एब सिक्स पैक ये वो सब कुछ दिखाते हुए और उसने हीरोइन को बचा लिया. वाह क्या रोमांस है, इसको बोलते हैं हीरो. एंड देन यू नो थिंग्स लाइक व्हेन ही इज एट गन पॉइंट, विलन brings out, pulls out the gun and he's at gunpoint. So at that point of time, he will do something which is defying the laws of nature. Someone like Rajnikant, he will do stuff which defies the laws of nature. And when such a thing is done, you know that that he will pull out a knife and it will throw in the air, and that knife will rotate, revolve in the air and come and hit at the trigger in such a way that the revolver also will revolve and the trigger will be triggered and the bullet goes into the heart of the villain instead of Rajnikant. And then the last typical scene wherein he is about to shoot the bullet, and as he has shot the bullet, the mother of the hero comes in between and takes the bullet on herself. Now what is the speed of bullet? What is the speed of bullet and what is the speed of one old sari clad mother? That she comes in between and she takes the bullet, and after having the bullet in her body, she starts speaking also. Ask any doctor, bullet andar gaya hua hai aur wo bhi itne close range mein aur wo phir bol rahi hai, phir wo batati hai, beta main teri maan nahi hu. Tu meri maan nahi, tu beech mein kyun aayi? तेरी माँ वो कहीं दूसरे गांव में वो तुझे छोड़ दी थी, वहां जा बेटा अपनी माँ से मिल. एंड देन द होल ऑडियंस, माँ कहाँ है इसकी? अरे उसको बोल तेरा सेलफोन देख, तेरी माँ बुला रही है कब से घर पे. things which they show, and you know, I'll tell you, I'll reveal something to you, that some of these celebrities, I have seen them personally. They don't look like what you think they look like at all. They are very ordinary. Aam Aadmi party ke members hai wo log. Theek hai? They are Aam Aadmi like everyone else. And you know, when you look at them like this, you think that, oh my God, they have been designed in heaven. Hai na, jaise koi products hota na, designed in America, assembled in China. So we think, you know, that they have been designed like whoever these people, you know, they have been designed in heaven, assembled in Delhi or Bombay. No, they are very ordinary looking people. It's just the makeup. And not only that makeup, but on the screen, they do all the editing and photoshopping and everything. And with that, they make them appear as if they are flawless in their beauty. Their beauty appears to be flawless. In fact, this is a true incident of this singer and actor, Kishore Kumar. So when Kishore Kumar and he, once, you know, this is after his departure. So there was a radio program for his departure. And in, you know, the jockey, the radio jockey, now he has to glorify, you know, this person. So the way he was glorifying Kishore Kumar. Now Kishore Kumar, if you know, had married and divorced so many women that it was difficult to keep account. You know, just like the number of songs he sang, like that. The number of times he been with someone and left, and then been with someone else and left, like that. So now this radio jockey, he is you know, having a program on the anniversary, death anniversary of Kishore Kumar Singh. So Kishore Da, हमारे Kishore Da, वो ऐसे रंगीले किस्म के इंसान थे. Just see how something like that also, someone's lusty activities can be presented in such optimistic way. So he said, Kishore Da ऐसे रंगीले किस्म के इंसान थे कि वो अपना संग एक को नहीं देना चाहते थे. वो कईयों को अपना संग देना चाहते थे. इसलिए उन्होंने उदार दिल रखते हुए कईयों को अपना संग दिया. वाह वाह. So when this person, he married the most coveted beauty queen of his time, Madhubala. And he was in this illusion that she is like someone dropped from the sky. Flawless beauty, everything, you know. So he was in that illusion. And you know, first night, the next morning, when he saw her attend to nature's call, then he realized she is not dropped from the sky, because the things she is dropping. And he left her, that how can someone externally looking so beautiful can make the toilet so obnoxious after using it. He left her as if, you know, he was someone who has been dropped from the sky. So the point I am making over here is that the way they present themselves, they create a kind of illusion, a veneer in front of us, wherein they don't allow us to go threadbare in seeing what their reality is all about. So therefore, we should understand that yes, Bhagat Singh, Mangal Pandey, we have Swami Vivekananda, all of these personalities, they might not be those personalities which will rob our attention right at the very first sight. But they are the ones who will be glorified for their real heroism. Herein we are talking about real heroism, not something which is just made up, not something which is just cooked up, fabricated and presented in a way that it appears as if these are the real. That's what we were discussing, that someone who is just hanging around with a harem of women and we feel that yes, this person is the real hero because he can win over so many women. In fact, we used to call those kind of people the third gender, by the way. So, the point over here which we are trying to make, if a 10 second advertisement can sell a bottle of shampoo, don't you think a 3-hour movie can sell you a lifestyle? What kind of lifestyle? The exact opposite of what we are discussing tonight. You know what these movies all show you? A lifestyle which is totally anti-brahmacharya. Totally anti-brahmacharya. Which means, to the largest extent, maximum extent, how you can break the four principles and show that in a way with such flair, with such style, that people will look forward to go to hell. That's called marketing. What is marketing? That you market the four sinful activities in such a way that people will look forward to go to hell. And we have to be very careful. We might say, we might think that, okay, watching one movie, come on, it's fun, it's just time pass. It's entertainment. And by the way, you know, many times, people nowadays, they watch these kind of movies. Why? You know, just so that they make a tick mark. More or less, they know every movie is the same, the characters change, you know, here and there. And then they do a tick mark so that, you know, they can tell to everyone, dekh liya, main mera ho gaya, dekhne ka quota ho gaya. Even that has become so hackneyed nowadays. Because they don't have anything which can satisfy our heart. So people have, you know, just like all this which is going on. This has become every year the same stereotype things going on. And people, just for formality's sake, you know, कि भाई करना है कुछ तो नवरात्र है दिखाना है कि हाँ हम भी उनको भी वो दंडे मारने आते हैं नहीं दिखाएंगे तो लोग बोलेंगे क्या तू अंदर बैठा रहता है आता नहीं वहां क्या किस प्रकार का तू टीनेजर है और सोच लो अगर उनको ये पता लग गया कि तू गरबा छोड़ के डांडिया छोड़ के यहां बैठा है लुखे लोगों के साथ और वो भी ऐसे लोगों के साथ उठता बैठता है सो द इफेक्ट ऑफ मॉडर्न मीडिया वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट हाउ इट इज टेकिंग ओवर आवर एंटायर लाइफ वी मे कंसिडर देम एज इनोसेंट वी मे कंसिडर देम एज एंटरटेनिंग इट बिगिंस विथ desires. So okay, we'll have just a small interactive kind of thing. So since you live with people, aap unse unke saath uthte baithte ho, jo log inme rache pache hain, to aap batao ki kaise the modern media is altering your desires. Any practical experience or someone else's experience or some example of, because of the modern media, your desires got altered. You understand, no? Desires getting altered. Anyone? Yeah. Huh? Hairstyle. Update their body. Wardrobe, wardrobe, achcha, achcha. Yeah, okay, let's take lifestyle, hairstyle. Now, you know, I think the salons nowadays, they show you, kiske jaisa chahiye, ye Khan ke jaisa chahiye, wo Khan ke jaisa chahiye, ye Kapoor ke jaisa chahiye, ya Gandhi ji jaisa chahiye. वो तो नहीं पूछेंगे इधर. तो अगर किसी की इच्छा, नाउ व्हाट इज दैट कॉल्ड, स्पाइकी हेयर्स, एम आई राइट, स्पाइकी हेयर. नाउ दैट स्पाइकी हेयर थिंग, इट्स अ वेरी यू नो ट्रबल सम थिंग. व्हाट डू दे अप्लाई, फेविकॉल, जेल, ऐसे उसको खड़ा रखने के लिए, जेल. नाउ सम पीपल दे टोल्ड मी दैट अप्लाइंग दैट पर्टिकुलर स्टफ ऑन योर हेयर, यू नो, इट बिकम्स सो इची. एम आई राइट? आई एम टोटल डिफरेंट हेयर स्टाइल बाय द वे. सो इट बिकम्स सो इची. बट व्हाई समबडी इज डूइंग, अर्लियर the desire was to have long hair, you know, like in the era of 60s and 70s, the youth, when they would see the celebrities having long hair, so they would try to keep those kind of hair. But then now it's the spiky thing and all that, so the desires are altered. So even if somebody might not like that hairstyle personally, as you are saying, might not personally like that hairstyle, but why he is putting up or wearing that hairstyle? Because हमारे महाजनों ने किया है, है ना, उन्होंने हेयर स्टाइल किया है. एंड इफ यू यू नो गो विथ अ वेरी सिंपल, पूरा वो तेल लगाकर और पूरा कंघी लगाकर, मांग निकालकर, पूरा बाल अच्छी से छोटे छोटे बाल करके जाओ, एंड देन पीपल विल लुक एट यू, कौन से बाबा आदम के जमाने का आदमी है तू. सम ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स आफ्टर सीइंग मी लाइक दिस, व्हेन दे हैड सीन मी इन सम अदर अवतार, व्हेन दे सॉ मी लाइक दिस, द फर्स्ट थिंग सम ऑफ देम देयर कमेंट वाज, तेरी जुल्फें कहां गई. So, this is just a small example of, you know, as he pointed out, that what they show, we try to emulate, imitate that, not realizing that it might not be our desire. If you give it a second thought, it might not be your desire to make you happy personally, but just to keep up, catch up, match up with the trend, as they say. One undergoes the austerity of changing one's own desire or one's own nature. Anything else? Yeah. Like, for example, so they show in the media. Yeah, you know, of course, they everything what they show, as we discussed, is something which is not just fiction, false. Rather use that word. It's all false. And then, but it is presented with so much of reality, with special effects and all, that everyone starts thinking. Not only that, Now, people who at one point of time were respecting, at least to some extent, women. After seeing women the way they are portrayed on the screen, their desires altered. You won't believe, this is something very shocking. And this was many years ago in Bombay. One student came up to me and said that, Prabhuji, I am disturbed looking at my own sister. This is a true scenario. I am disturbed looking at my own teenage sister. And he said, why? Because she is dressing up exactly the same way what I am seeing on TV. So when I see some celebrity on TV scantily dressed and trying to flaunt her body, and when I see my sister doing the same, I am having the same lusty thoughts which I have for that person, for my sister. Where are we heading towards? If we want that within the family, if the desires are getting altered in such a contaminated and degraded way, do we really want to watch all that at the expense of losing our own soul? As Jesus Christ said, even if you gain the best of everything, but at the cost of losing your own soul, what is the use? So, jokes apart, these are all serious things which are happening imperceptibly within the human society. India, the land of dharma, is what is happening. So how alters desires, then habits. Now the kind of habits which our parents and traditions which taught us that how we should lead a cultured, civilized human life in a family, in a society, presentable. After watching whatever they show, and they again show in such a way that say for example smoking, it is shown so rampantly and so conveniently, and it is shown so boldly, as they say, that people, they start thinking that, you know, there is nothing wrong. In fact, you won't believe that nowadays those so-called elite families in cities like Mumbai, ladies of traditional Gujarati, Marwadi families drinking whiskey, vodka and all that amongst the family, in front of, you know, the senior male members and everyone, and I guess in Nasik also. Now, where did these women learn to drink alcohol at home? There are parties going on wherein, you know, family members, friends are called, and you know, they are supposed to be from some traditional Brahmin family now. And if you go into their lineage, or some Pushti Margis or some Marwadis, you know, from having Ishta Devtas and their pure pious clan, and then now you see that the family friends are coming together, and the husband is making peg for the other friend's wife, and this is happening. What to speak of if I go further? They are called the swingers. You don't want to know about that now. Okay. So, habits. And we are not talking about you know, in a very innocent way, habits are being changed in a very gross, uncivilized way. Now, this is this example of women having alcohol at home in the name of partying. What else? Huh? We'll come to that. Fashion and lifestyle. That is another thing. Dressing. Yeah. Yeah, so now are you really killing Ravan or are you feeding Ravan? The question is, are you killing Ravan or feeding Ravan? Now I'll tell you, this was a while ago in Nasik here, this thing is happening. A while ago, one family, they came up to me and they said that, you know, our teenage daughter, she must have been, say, 12 years old or 13 years old, 12, 13 years old. So, in her school, the school has made a law that the skirts which they wear, it has to be above the knees. That is the rule of the school. So, from where all these things are coming, that in their annual function you will find all of this nonsense blaring Bollywood item songs, they have to dance on that. And not only are these school going kids, they are school going kids, not on, they are not in college, mind that, and they have to dance on all this nonsense stuff. And not only that, that the seniors in the marriages, when the marriages take place, so women earlier, yes, of course, there was a culture of folk dance. But then, you know, the act of dance, they want to maintain. But then, they have changed completely the nature of that dance. The act has remained the same, say, for example, in marriages or any other functions. The act has remained the same. The nature has changed so much that you won't even say that that is something folk or cultural presentation. No. In fact, you have to prefix it with unculture or UN. Uncivilized, uncultured dance presentation. Kahan se aa raha hai wo sab? Kahan se seekha wo sab? All this. Now, you know, the same, if 10, 15 years ago, during the Dandiya and Garba, the kind of songs which they would play, at least they would play some Devi bhajan, you know, with that beat, with Devika. Now, this all is going on. Change in habits. And it's happening in such a way that it is entering into you know, their families, in the nuclear families, individually, and children, and they feel that this is what the Indian culture is all about. And yes, you are talking about dress code, fashion and lifestyle. So as a we saw on that slide that if a 30-second commercial or 1-minute commercial can sell you a product, the entire 2.5-3 hour movie is selling you how you live how you do what you do with your own self and with your family member, with the entire society, and then all the societies put together, what are they doing for the nation and for humanity at large. Then family structures are changing. The joint family is considered to be primitive, orthodox, pichadawa. Kya maa baap ke saath rehte ho? That's considered to be insulting nowadays, that you are staying with your parents still. What to speak of that? Now, this is something which you all definitely will agree, that when marriages are taking place nowadays, that in marriages, girl's father, kanyadan jo kar raha hai, pita, girl's father, one of the first five conditions is, my daughter will not stay with your parents. Am I right? ये वो सास बहू का लफड़ा नहीं चाहिए हमको, तुम्हारे माँ बाप के साथ मेरी बेटी नहीं रहेगी, तुम्हारे माँ बाप के साथ मेरी बेटी नहीं रहेगी, और तुम्हारे लिए रोज का वो चूल्हा चौका भी नहीं करेगी, उसके लिए तुमको मेड रखना पड़ेगा। हाँ, उसका कभी मन किया कुछ उसको एग्जॉटिक रेसिपी बनानी है तो वो ठीक है, उसका मन करेगा तो बनाएंगी, नहीं तो खाने बनाने वाली नौकरानी चाहिए उसको। वो चार दीवारों में बंद होने वाली तुम्हारी नौकरानी नहीं है, वो बहुरानी है, महारानी है। एंड द फैमिली स्ट्रक्चर्स आर चेंजिंग, द एंटायर थिंग इज प्रेजेंटेड इन सच अ वे, कुकिंग, अ लेडी व्हेन शी कुक्स, इट्स एन एक्ट ऑफ लव दैट इज टेकन एज स्लेवरी, कुकिंग इज टेकन एज स्लेवरी, household chores is taken as all, you know, maid work, that is taken as maid work. So the structures, all of this is coming from where? Nowhere you will find these heroines, these modern heroines cooking kar rahe kitchen ke andar, na? Nowhere you will find. Kahan dikhayenge unko? Woh five star hotel mein upar terrace top pe baithe hue daru pee rahe hain, ye kar rahe hain. Nowhere they'll show the traditional, you know, how the woman. पहले के मीडिया में दिखाते थे थोड़ा तो कम से कम, क्यों कम से कम पति के लिए कुछ खाना तो बना रही है। So because they are showing all that, then the families also they learn that, that you know why it's required for us, because they are not doing. And then finally, not just our individual desires, habits, our own lifestyle or family structures, everything put together are changing the social structure. And we see that practically even in the villages of India, the society is turning into this hedonistic society, wherein just cut short, live a life which is shortcut, which is easy going, which is luxurious, convenient, and which just has all the appeals for the senses, and that's it. And that's called the advancement which people are talking about. So herein, why we are discussing all this, in fact we had some more to discuss tonight, but because this thing is disturbing a lot, so we'll finish up, wind up over here. Why I am discussing all this? Because you, after these sessions, you are going back again. Even if you want, even if you don't want, you have to deal with all these elements. So we are discussing elaborately at great length so that you know that what are the pitfalls and what are the traps which they have laid in what they say is the modern culture, in the name of we who are the modern Indians. So know where the traps are, what kind of traps are, the nature of it, what are the consequences of being trapped in that. So therefore, we are discussing at great length all of this, and in our next session we'll go further in trying to understand the flip side of this counterculture, and then we'll get back to the Brahmacharya culture. So when are we proposed next time? 10th. So our next Drishti session, which we'll have more attentive session than today. We couldn't help, we thought that this thing will not happen, therefore we took the risk of having it over here. So our next session will be 10th October, Friday, it's a Friday, so it will be another Friday, and we want to make it more and more understanding and interactive with each other. So therefore, please feel free to express your views or your experiences in the course of our discussion, or if you want something to be clarified. And we have just inaugurated this, and we wish to go more deeper, as deep as possible, so that we save ourselves from the attack of Ravana. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Power of
speech. In ancient times, the guru used to explain everything by speech only, and even the student used to grasp everything by speech. Whatever we have mentioned, the desire, the habits, the social structure, and the family structure, all these are most affected by what we hear. I mean, what example you took, to Akita Kamne, Mata Pita 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 Pita. Most of the picture we have seen, we will take it as entertainment.
Yeah, you are right. It's a nice point which he has come up with, that when you are watching a movie, and in the movie if they are showing something like that, say the family structure, so they are not directly telling you. Although indirectly, they are propagating it, but they are not directly taking names and telling. But then as he is saying that someone, some friend who knows you, and then he says that what are you still living with your parents, and you know, why don't you live separately and things like that. So that affects more. So yes, you know, and from where he has learnt again. So you know, what happens is that we as human beings, we can't live without following someone. We can't live without following someone. We have to follow someone. Now therefore, the training which we have to get as a human being, the training is nothing but to make the right choice of whom should be the object of my surrender. That is what we are trying to do. Okay? Chaliye. Thank you all very much. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki. So there is a prasadam for everyone. Yeah. Mahaprasade Govinde. Nam Brahmani Vaishnave. Svalpa Punyavatam Rajan. Vishvasunaiva Jayate. Sharira Vidyajal. जोड़ेन्द्रियता है का जीवे फैले विषय सागरे तार मध्य जीवारती लोभ माय सुडरमती ताके जेता कठिन संसारे कृष्ण बड़ा दयामा कोरी बार है जीव जा स्वप्रसाद नदि लोभा सेयन अमृत पाओ श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ प्रेमिड़ा को श्री चैतन्य निता जय श्री राधा मदन गोपाल निताय गौर चंद्र महाप्रसादम की।